Ever heard of a law firm that's connected to like the invention of the
Through
gramophone? Yeah.
gramophone? That's a blast from the past. I mean, who even thinks about those anymore?
Right. But seriously, there's this firm, Berliner Corcoran and Rowe LLP, maybe not a household name, but their work. Let's just say if you've ever bought stock, you've felt their influence.
Now that you mention it, that name rings a bell. Big time legal eagles.
Exactly. And today's deep dive is all about them. We're going to uncover how this firm's past, especially their knack for thinking ahead, is shaping the world we live in right now.
All right, I'm intrigued. Let's get into it.
So picture this. It's the 1930s. The Great Depression's got everyone on edge. And in walks this legal genius, Thomas Corcoran, they called him, Tommy the Cork. This guy went from being a Supreme Court clerk to basically architecting the systems that still run Wall Street today.
Hold on, are we talking about the Securities and Exchange Act?
Ding, ding, ding. We are.
That's the one that keeps the stock market fair, protects everyday investors from, well, let's just say, unpleasant surprises.
It's mind-blowing when you think about how much rests on that one piece of legislation. And to think, Corcoran was right there in the thick of it, drafting it, shaping it.
Well, he didn't stop there.
Yeah.
We're also talking the Public Utility Holding Company Act, the Fair Labor Standards Act. This guy was a legislative machine. What do you think? Was it the pressure cooker of the New Deal, the weight of all those expectations that fueled that kind of output?
Absolutely. It was a time of immense pressure. Imagine. The nation's reeling. People are desperate for something, anything to pull them out of this economic abyss. Corcoran and his colleagues, they weren't just drafting laws, they were crafting lifelines. And they were doing it around the clock, apparently. Legend has it that Corcoran and his partner in crime, Benjamin Cohen, were nicknamed the Gold Dust Twins and the Hot Dog Boys because they were just that relentless. I even read this story about James Rowe, who later joined their firm, wanting to call it a night at 3 a.m. Corcoran supposedly gave him a playful jab about wanting to quit so early.
That's classic Corcoran. The man was a force of nature, brilliant legal mind, tireless work ethic. But here's the kicker. He also knew how to win people over. He had this charm about him.
Yeah, I read about that too. Apparently, he could argue circles around you in court and then share a laugh with you over a drink afterward. Must have been quite the combination. Sharp as a tack and as smooth as silk.
It's a rare breed, that's
Yeah.
for sure.
And you know what they say. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Turns out Thomas Corcoran, Jr., is carrying the porch as a senior partner at the firm today.
Like father, like son, huh? That's fascinating. It makes you wonder how much of that Corcoran spirit, that drive to tackle big, complex issues, how much of that is ingrained in the firm's DNA, even now.
It's got to be there. I mean, you don't build that kind of legacy on luck alone. But you know what else is wild? The Berliner side of the equation.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Lay it on me.
So Emil Berliner, the inventor of the gramophone, we're talking about the guy who basically revolutionized how people listen to music.
Yeah, but didn't he also do some pretty groundbreaking work on early helicopters?
You're absolutely right. And get this, he even collaborated with Alexander Graham Bell on the telephone. This was a man who not only kept up with the times, but was constantly ahead of them.
A true visionary. And now you're connecting him to a law firm. How does that even work?
Well, it turns out there's a direct link. And it just goes to show you, this firm's history is rooted in innovation. It's like they inherited that Berliner DNA, that drive to push boundaries, to anticipate what's next.
It really does highlight the power of legacy, doesn't it? How the values and vision of those who came before us can continue to inspire us today.
100%. It makes you think, what kind of impact are our actions having right now, and how will they be seen decades, even centuries down the line?
Wow, that's a big question. Food for thought, that's for sure.
It really is. So the next time you put on a record or even just hear the name Berliner, Corcoran and Rowe, remember, behind those familiar sounds and legal names lies a history of forward thinking, of pushing the envelope. It's a legacy that's still shaping our world today.
Definitely puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Helps you realize that everything is connected, even in the most unexpected ways.
You got that right. And that's a wrap on another deep dive.
Until next time.